Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Yes, at the time of the morning where we join our very own member. I mean, he's not a member, he's a councillor. He one day will be member of parliament to our very own Ahmad Parak. Ahmad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me how you're doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning, Ahmad.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alan and silent to all our radio listeners on a what a beautiful Sunday morning. I've been outside Shafa, the sun is shining. What a beautiful Sunday morning, Shafa.
Yeah, you bring it alive, Ahmad, and alhamdulillah, beautiful, lovely, you know, I can tell you even this morning I took in the fresh Indian Ocean, I took in the breeze, and I, you know, saw the sunrise and so forth, but alhamdulillah, and Irshad Vaizi taking us into the deep end of the ocean, and there you are to take us into the deep end of, I can't forget that each one will have to go 6 foot. Give us the updates on the kafan dafan, Ahmad.
Shafat, at the moment, alhamdulillah, we must be glad that Lakh Shukar is on the burial side. He's very, very quiet. Alhamdulillah, just did for a friend that needed for Malawi, a house which we managed to sort out during the course of the week. It's going to be leaving sometime shortly this coming week. Inshallah, that he will be fitted and sent to Malawi for them to be used there. Alhamdulillah, the opening of the, I think you must be seen it in the Facebook, that the Mowbray Cemetery, the opening was on Thursday. Alhamdulillah, that's fully functional. Inshallah, this week also, the Ghusl Khana of trains and everything will be leaving sometime on Tuesday for Springbok Masjid, where that thing will be fitted during the course of next week sometime, inshallah. So things, alhamdulillah, is happening in the Tafan Kafan side. We are going ahead and doing what we have to do. And alhamdulillah, shukar with the help of Allah, we're getting things done there. But it is relatively quiet. Allah knows best. Ramzan, these are big days now also. Allah knows best when who's going to be taken. And then after the 15th of 15th at night, you will know that, you know, where you have to do the balance sheet, and we'll know in the early before Ramzan, we'll know who's going to be leaving the dunya. We don't know, but Allah knows best who's going to be leaving, who the lucky people are going to be leaving the dunya. Allah knows best. Allah make it easy for me and everyone else if he takes us on a Jummah and take us in Madinah Munawwara, Shafat.
Alhamdulillah, yes, Ahmad, they're already a deep thought indeed. And the reality, as we said, he that walks on the surface of this earth will one day get into its belly. Yes, Ahmad, you know, we notice that the protesters haven't stopped. And, you know, why when protesters, Ahmad, when they are protesting, they dig up roads, they're burning street poles, they're cutting this and that, and they're stoning vehicles. What type of protest is this? Every time, you know, the municipality will fix a road, they will dig it up again, or they will be stealing cables. And they say, no, we're protesting because we're poor, we steal. That's why we're stealing. How do you react to this? And how can you solve it? I mean, you know, you are one man, but alhamdulillah, sometimes the hikmah you have on your head is, mashallah, astounding. How would you solve things like this? I mean, you know, it's high time. Even the students at the University of UKZN looting and burning cars and, you know, intimidating the lecturers and so forth. How do we stop this culture, Ahmad?
Shabbat, first and foremost, we must understand, if your unemployment rate in the country is just under 50%, it's about 48.5% at the moment. You know what happened in Egypt, you know what happened in the Middle Eastern countries and various countries in the world. When the youths do not get what they want, and they have got patience and they wait, nothing happens, then you find an uprising coming. And we are lucky it hasn't have come to that stage yet. Whatever all this illegal, this is illegal strike they're doing in the roads, as well as the university, the burning cars, the fees are gone so high at the university. They're not giving them. The government has not given a proper directive to the education department what the fee structure is. This is supposed to have been done after June every year, what the used fee structure is going to be, how many students can you take in university, how many students can you take in a school. All that has been, it is prescribed in our constitution, is being prescribed that you cannot deny anybody the schooling facilities and everything. Everything is there. But the people in government are not doing their work. When they don't do the work, this is what you have, this is what happens. Now, when you don't give service delivery, like you had 3-4 days you didn't have water. You can do without light. But we, especially Muslim, we cannot do without water. Water is a must for us because of we need water to make wuzu 5 times a day and all. So this is a problem that we are faced with. There is no direction in government at the moment because they are saying there is no money. That budget, what you heard two weeks ago, that budget, that is only sugarcoating everything. They are very fortunate that the Shahs have collected a huge sum of money that bailed them out. Otherwise, we in big trouble. And we are in trouble because we in our city here, we only got funding for the next for this month and next month. We are only waiting for June to come so that when the government give us the 53.3 billion that to bail us out. But whatever money is come into the kitty of the city is going to be paid for the 2021 debt. So you come back to square one. So you know what? You are paying back debt. How are you going to fund the project that it is due now? You need assistance now under Section 36. You need money for emergency. Pipes are burst. The lights, the cables have been stolen. All these things. You cannot wait indefinitely to get these things done, Shafat.
Now, I'm at 80 million they're going to use for salary increases. I mean, do the people definitely, do they deserve salary increase when you look at the history of the Itikweni looting, failure of service delivery, jobs for PAL and cadre deployment and so forth and so forth. Your reaction, Ahmed, as a new, a member of the Itikweni municipality?
This has come and it's going to have to come before the full council. We are objecting with all the other parties. But unfortunately, in the city, in our especially municipality, ANC is strong here because what they did was they have found money before the election to pay to get the votes so that they will be still in power. ANC and the Itikweni municipality is a milking cow for the ANC. People are there for 4 terms, that's 20 years, 15 years, 3 terms is 15 years. They are still there. What have they done for the city? Nothing. So this is the problem that we are faced with. Now they want increase just to show the people that, you know what, we're going to give increase to all the workers and everything. But there's no money. How are you going to fund it? That is the biggest problem they're going to be faced with. And we also have got one of our person at where they look after the purse. They have to come back to the council and say, they have to justify it, what they need the money for. And we want to tell, no, we don't have the money. There's more pressing issues, water, sanitation, electricity. That money should have been gone there.
Yeah, absolutely, Ahmed. Looking at a message here from Ismail, it says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Parak, Shafat Ahmed Khan. What a lovely show, really flowing and enjoying it. He says, Ahmed, I'm very worried, as you spoke earlier about the low reservoirs and you spoke about a compromised delivery and so forth. I want to know why these tankers that deliver water, I believe they are 40 or 50 parked off, not working. Why are they not working? Is it because of bad driving or these drivers have no license and have wasted our ratepayers' money? Good question from Ismail, Ahmed. How do you respond to him?
Shafat, that brother is 100% right. We have got in at the city at the moment in the workshop something like 650 vehicles. And this is part of the, about there's 8 or 7 tankers are there which are not working. And what they do is, deliberately, they don't get it fixed up so they can outsource it. Now, when you outsource it, they're getting the vehicle at a premium and they're outsourcing. On the other hand, all these vehicles, some are like 2020, 21 model, 2019 model, 2018. They are relatively good, small mileage. But their workshop don't do anything, because when it goes to the workshop to change a tire, Shafat, it is like a queuing. To change a tire, it'll take 1 month to change a tire. Where you can get it around the corner at 100 rand, you'll change your tire and fix your puncture as well. So this is the problem. There's no urgency in everything with them. So when we bring it up, then we publish it in the press. We do everything. Then only they start waking up. So by the time that they wake up again, there will be another 20, 30 vehicles will come to the workshop and it'll be sitting there for another year. This is what the problem we face.
This message here is from Rafiq. He says, Assalamu alaikum, Shafat. I tell you, our counselor, Ahmed Parak, is making waves. And alhamdulillah, I've called him a few times. And this man answers the call on the turn. He doesn't let anyone down. Please, Ahmed Parak, if we are going to boycott the rates, will we be targeted by the mafia Itikweni? They are still those mafias that are running that. Y'all are fighting a battle against a tsunami. What a message from Rafiq Ahmed. Your response.
Very, very good question from Rafiq. Is Shafat, we got till the 31st of March to do the objection. I'm reading this morning Sunday's paper. A lady bought a house and her parents are living with her in Durban North for 3.1 million a year and a half ago. They valued the house now for 7.8 million. Now, when you value a house at 7.8 million, now you're not going to pay what you bought it at 3.1. Now you're going to pay rates on 7.8 million. So where's the justification there? So now she's taking the matter to court as well. If the matter is simple, we got till the 31st of March to object to that. Once your objection document is in place, you send it to the municipality, rates department, they log it, and you'll get a reference number. Even if it takes 6 months after that, you just keep paying what was your normal rate Just pay that, and that's it. Then let them reassess everything. And then if there's still a problem, bring it to us. Bring it to us, and then we will tell you exactly this is how it was being calculated. And if there's a difference in it there, we will tell you what is the difference. There is a rate increase. You know, Shafat, everything is going up. We must understand that. So obviously, the rate, but what they're asking for the rate, and in terms of service delivery, we shouldn't be paying no rates till they give us service delivery. That I agree with what that brother is saying. But you cannot stop. You know, the law states, even in SARS, if you got a query with SARS, you still have to pay SARS and then fight the case later. This is government. Government, they have got preference in everything. You still pay your normal rates, and thereafter you challenge the difference or the objection you have with them.
Yeah, and then Ahmed, you notice that we're paying double for everything. Our verges, we cut ourselves. Sometimes, if the dirt is not picked up, we put in the boot of our cars and we go and throw at the dump site. And, so forth. And the security, I mean, we should be given the security by our local municipality. We're paying to security companies to guard us. And then you find taxis coming into your town at 4 in the morning and hooting loudly, and everyone's sleeping. It's a residential area, and they're not bothered, they're hooting. Then you find taxis in a suburb, like in Sapingo Beach. They're actually on main Delta Road. I saw them overtaking each other, and I said, Ya Allah, what is this world coming to? And no one does anything. It seems like this is gone worse than the Wild West. Mother, your reaction?
Shafat, first and foremost, we must understand very, very clearly. We all, our community and everybody, is complaining, and nothing else but complaints. What the question we must ask, what are we doing? Number one, firstly, we have not registered the Muslim community, I'm saying by large. They They complain for everything. They don't register themselves to vote. And on the voting day too, they don't come out to vote, number one. Number two, we complain about everything else. Tell me how many of us took the initiative and saying, you know what, let's form a group. Let's get involved with the Ratepayers Association. Get in our people there. Keep the ward councillor under check. Ask him, your ward councillor that was voted, whether it's ANC, DA, EFF, or Action SA, or whoever, if he's voted in, they are accountable for that area of yours. And you bang them. You bang them with documents, letters, every time. You want answers, you want answers, you want answers. And then expose them. You have to expose them to say, you know what? You are there, you are a ward councillor, you're getting paid to do that job. You're getting the state councillor gets 38 grand a month, Shafat. He gets 38 grand. He must account for that work, what he has to do. And if he can't do that, go to the press. Press wait for things like that. That Spingo Beach councillor has not done that, whatever it is, bang it. And I promise you, Shafat, you will start getting delivery. That is the only way. Once you start jumping, they listen to you.
Well, Ahmed, you know, there's a talk in Ward 90, you know Ward 90 very well. And they say the DA had won the elections here. And out of spite, they say the ANC is making life difficult for Ward 90 because they didn't vote ANC and they brought in the DA. How do you react to that, Ahmed?
Shafat, in the ANC in the country, they lost 66 municipalities. Wherever they lose a ward, take 90, and they lost the whole of Phoenix, the whole of Chatsworth. They're not going to give the Indian community service delivery. They're not. They're moving that funding, what was supposed to be in Chatsworth, Indian, Ward 90, and Phoenix, and everywhere else, where they voted for the DA and the other parties. They're not going to play. They're going to move that funding to other places. When you phone the electricity department and tell them, you know what, my street lights are not working. And then, you know, it's for 3 months or 2 months. You know what the guy will tell you? He says, talk about the street lights for a couple of years is not working and you're jumping for three months here. This is how they talk nowadays. And then we have sent a letter to the speaker. That department cannot talk to the public like that. He is working, he's getting paid. He must say exactly, he gives the reference number, and we send it to the head. He must account for it, why that light was not sorted out. So there is a system in place, but we don't use the system. You phone the call center, they give you a reference number. They haven't done the work, 1, 2, 3. 4 days you bang them with a letter, send it to the supervisor. Send it to the director of the electricity. He has to send you a reply. That is how it works.
But I tell you, you're really banging them here. You're banging them right, left, and center. And I'm looking at a message from Yusuf. Yusuf says, "Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shafat and Ahmed Parak. You're really enjoying the rapport. And here's a top counselor, Brother Shafat, talking and calling a spade a spade. Ahmed, how I miss those days of those concept of mayors. Each town, Spingo had its mayor. You remember Habibullah Khan. We also had Dr. M.M. Jadwood and so forth and so forth. And not forgetting the youngest deputy mayor ever, A.K. Vauda. I'm sure you remember him, Ahmed. But yes, I'm talking about at that time how clean our towns were, crime-free, and it was spick and span. It doesn't matter even MSM Toti robbed us, but we still did our things. Your comments, Ahmed. Lovely message from Yusuf, Ahmed.
Shafat, previously, before in the early 90s, you had the town borough, they used to call it. And Toti were very, very smart in because it was the DA that moved for that. They took away the business sector of Spingo Beach and they moved it away to Toti. And they left the Spingo Borough, like Spingo Rail, where they knew it was like a tondolo, where they didn't care about us. But with all that said and done, They had the blue trucks for Spingo, and they had a green trucks for the Toti people. So, but the end of the day, if you saw Spingo Beach at that time, even Spingo Rail, it was clean, and they were doing their work because they could manage, that borough could manage that Lotus Park, Lotus Hill, all that area that they could manage, Spingo Beach, Spingo Hill, Spingo Rail, they could manage. Now it is one municipality, a big municipality, in the second biggest in the country, managing all these facilities in all the nine departments. It's virtually a joke at the moment. There's nothing we can do. That's the biggest mistake I think they made, to dismantle that and then brought it into one. I think that way we could have had more accountability than what we got at the moment.
Absolutely, Ahmed. They're looking at a message here from Rashid. He says, Assalamu alaikum. Ahmed, a lot of people talk about municipal workers taking tea breaks and lunch breaks and sleeping on the job. But I tell you, Ahmed, we rub these workers up the wrong way. I mean, they could be, he says, I mean, they could be sweeping the street and, you know, maybe feeling not good about it. But we should approach them with dignity, talk to them properly, and thank them for working properly, and tell them, you know what, your work is a very admirable work. But rather than confronting them and making them feel even low, this is why they react like this, and they do a slapdash job because of our attitude. How do you react to Rashid, Ahmed?
Shafad, you know, I fully agree with Rashid there, because end of the day, Shafad, that poor guy, he starts at 7 in the morning. He's sweeping the street. And the summer days we got in, normally Jan, Feb, you know how hot it was. And you know what, he has to take his break. And you know what, some people who have got kind-hearted guys, they will give them maybe 10 rand, give them something. Say, there's a 10 rand, buy yourself on cold drink, Baba. So, you know, if we treat them, and you know what, I'm telling you, Shafat, this is from experience, is how you talk to people. Shafat, you can tell me in any department, to go and get something done for you. I will go there, and you know what? If he's a big black guy there, I make, Baba, how are you, my brother? And you sit down nicely, talk, tell him exactly your problem, and this is what you want. 9 out of 10, he'll give you permission then and there. He says, but I'll put it in writing to you. Don't worry, Mr. Paru. I'll get it for you sorted out. But when you speak to them nicely, we got problem in Musgrave. We have last year, Ramza, they were not cleaning the roads and the lights were not working. And I told them, you know what, boss, we go at night. In the morning, it's dark when we're taking a walk to the mosque. You know what? Old people normally fall down and all, and they like walking to the mosque. You won't believe it. Within a day, they were there to fix those lights up for us. But the way with hikmat, you go and talk to them, you speak to them nicely. And when they're there, When they're fixing the light there, you see five people there, you buy some KFC and give it to them, say, you know what, boss, lunchtime, tell your boys to have some lunch here. You know what? In no time, everything, even there's a small issue there that was not supposed to be part of that street pole and it need to be attended, they will attend it and they'll go there because they'll see, you know what, these people are, you know what, they're assisting us at the same time. You can't confront them. They say, you know what, you're not doing your people's work. You're sleeping on the job. You can't do all that, Shafat.
Hey, Ahmed, you need to write a handbook. Ways of approaching your municipal employees. Yeah, this is what you do. And the employees, this is how you approach them. And the dignity, the Ahmed style. You bound 99.999%. to get a reaction. And, you know, bless you for that, Ahmed. Well said there. And, you know, you look at our African brothers and sisters, you know, the respect for the elders, the respect for the tribal chief, and the respect for, you know, it is a part of their culture. It's only this West toxication that has, taken that out of them, and perhaps the substance abuse and alcohol and so forth. But generally, when it comes to respecting the elders, it's there in the culture, Ahmed. Your comments?
Shafat, you know, you're talking about that. You know, when I was campaigning for the 2020-21 election, and we were crisscrossing Durban and surrounding, and we had to meet the Indunas. When you go to the Indunas, you cannot go empty-handed. You know how you say you go meet somebody, like somebody came from. I'll tell you a good incident. I had Maulana Haider. Was Friday he came to see me here. He says, Ahmad Bhai, it's long overdue. Rescue 786, I want you to set it up here in Durban. In Joburg, we started, we only had one ambulance. Today, we got five. I will give you that. I've been talking about it for the last 2 years, Shafat. And I said, you know what, for the elderly, in taking them to the hospital, bringing them back, you know, cancer patients, all these people, we got our own fleet of ambulance that can do the job for us. He came to me out of the blue. He phoned me on Thursday. Ahmad Bhai, I'm coming to see you on Friday. I need to speak to you. He came here, had tea with me after Juma. We spoke about it. He gave me all the literature. I went there to Joburg about a year back to see how that facility works. Shafat, when you see that facility, how it works, it is mind-boggling. That's what he said. You find a place, I'm coming here to help you to set it up. So I said, okay, fine. I said, there's so many people, you know, I've got so much in my mind. He said, no, I don't want to deal with anybody. You know, you have got something in you. You can get things done and you can roll it out. This is what I want you to do. So coming back to that question, Shafat, just go again back to the question. We diverted a little bit there. Just
yeah, the person was talking about, you know, respect that is inherent in the culture amongst our African brothers and sisters. You know, they respect the elders and so forth. And, you know, because of drugs and all this and alcohol, that's why they have been intoxicated. That's why they have lost the culture. But generally, the African culture is one of respect and hierarchy, Ahmad.
Shafat, you know, when I was crisscrossing for the election, even the Indunas, we go and meet them, you know, in Malagasy, the other side of Shangweni and everything. We don't go empty-handed. We have to go with hadiah. You buy some fruits or some veg and all that. You just buy one couple of hundred rand box and you go and there. You know, that's how it. Next week, you know, you know the king has been noted after he won the high court case on Thursday last week. We're going to meet in my Action X State party is going to meet him. Now, one of the criteria to go there, you can't go just like that. You have to go with something. And you know what? When you go to see the king, you take a boat and go. So then because I'm the operations director of Action SA, they have already told me, they call me General. General, we're going certain day. We're going to be going to see the king. You coming with us. Don't forget, we have to get a goat. So now I spoke to my nephew, Lighty. He's got a farm there in the South Coast. I said, well, how much is the price of a good goat today? Uncle, for you, we can do about 2 grand. So we have to get a nice white goat or any goat, long as it's a goat, take it there to go to and meet the king. So if you're going to meet the king, you have to go. So that is, I'm just coming back to it, the respect. When you go and meet somebody, you go with the hadiah. So that's how you go. That's how the respect. But among the black community, you know, Shafat, you know, even when they speak to you and when they see you with a white beard or an elderly, you must see how they put their head down and their respect. Their respect is utmost important to them.
Yeah, that's a Kulu. Right, the Kulu is here. And Alhamdulillah, I remember when meeting the king, Goodwill Zulatini, with a delegation. And this was the Arab delegation. We went there, and guess what the gift was? It was a diamond-studded dagger, valued at that time, Ahmed. At that time, it was valued at 750,000, I think, US, something like that. And this is how, you know, when I phoned the king, and he said, okay, I said, you know, they've got a gift for you, and this is what they want to give you. And a whole bag full of $100, that's what they gave him. And that's how the king entertained us, and he was very happy. And he said, oh, you're most welcome in the kingdom and so forth. You made a lot of sense this morning, Ahmad, and really a pleasure having you. Perhaps your parting words this morning?
Shabbat, next week, Sunday, next week it will be the ward councillors meetings all over to make sure that the community gets involved with the ward councillors. So they need to elect that committee. that committee make far as possible, we must make sure we got one or two of our people there. So when you want delivery, those people can give us some information and we can now ask the city to give the service delivery what we are looking for, Shabbat.
Actually, absolutely brilliant, Ahmed Parak. Allah bless you now and forever. Always a breath of fresh air on whatever platform you come at, but you call a spade, as I said earlier on. Really enjoyed your input. You have a mashallah day ahead, and let the truth speak, Ahmed, and have a lovely day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, sir, that was our Ahmed Parak day, keeping us up to speed. And I tell you, Tobela, that was already a very enlightening segment. I really enjoyed that. Time for us to go for a break.